Hello ladies and gentlemen, today we return the deadly tornado that struck the USA last week, and especially in Oklahoma where the damages have been very important. Indeed, the tornado that impacted more in Oklahoma and the adjacent areas killed 24 people, including 10 children, and injured 377 other people. However, the tornado was part of a larger weather system that had produced several other tornadoes over the previous 2 days. The figures are very impressive. After staying on the ground for approximately 50 minutes, between 12,000 to 30,000 homes were destroyed. So about 33,000 people have been affected. But to know more about the impact of this tornado, let's join our reporter on the spot.
So, I'm here in Oklahoma City where the tornado arrived last day. I have met a lot of people who were here when the situation became grave. I interview now Sonia, who is a mother and who lived here. Now she haven't any place to live because her house have been destroyed by the tornado. So, can you introduce yourself and explain us where were you when the tornado arrived and what happened to you?
Hi, I'm Tonya Parker. I'm 38 and I have two children, two sons of 3 and 5 years. When it happened, I was cooking in my kitchen and my sons were playing in the bedroom at upstairs. My husband was at work. On the moment, I didn't understand. I just saw the sky suddenly became more dark. So I approached the window to watch and there I saw the tornado coming toward us. Thanks to God, the tornado was far enough, so I just had the time to go up to catch my sons and go down to protect us in the basement. We heard the wind, which were blowing a lot, and my sons were crying. We stayed there for a long moment. It was awful. But 1 hour later, the noise of the wind stopped, so I went up with my son. We went out, and there we saw the disaster. There were nothing. All houses, gardens were destroyed. There just were water and rubber on the ground. I've never seen that before. My house were totally destroyed too. Windows were broken. But thanks to God, we are alive and my children have nothing.
And your husband, do you know where he is?
No, since then, I had no news of my husband. I don't know where he is. His name is Jordan Parker, so please, if you know something about him, call us. Please give us some news of him. I am totally desperate.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you.
There are 100 like Sonia who have lost their home or their family. Now they have to build a new city and to start their life again. I'm Camille Malher for BBC News.
Thank you very much, Camille, for this report in Oklahoma City. And now our weather woman will tell us more about tornadoes.
I'm here to talk to you about tornado. I'm a weather woman of the National Weather Service. This tornado in Oklahoma started at 2:56 p.m. In fact, 16 minutes after the warning. In the unanswered Fujita scale, which ranges from 0 to 5, tornado is a category 5. But why is this tornado was? In fact, Oklahoma is in a tornado alley where the most of America's tornadoes were. It is caused from humid air drifting north from the Gulf of Mexico, which meets dry air from the Rocky Mountains. So this meeting created ideal conditions for storms, and worst of these become tornadoes on Tornado Alley. They are named supercells. But until this tornado, on this year, it was where a big. In fact, America knew an unusually quiet tornado season. In fact, between January the 1st and April the 27th, there was just 228 tornadoes in opposition to an average of 537 tornadoes usually.
Thank you very much, Morgan, for this explanation. And now the next program is the Health Magazine with obesity problem as subject today.